Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Rules for Revolutionaries, How Big Organizing Can Change Everything is a Nonfiction Guide to Political Organizing by Becky Bond and Zach Exley. Grounded in their experience on Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign, rather than presenting a conventional memoir or a general theory of activism, the book lays out a practical framework for scaling social and political movements through what the authors call big organizing. Its central concern is how ordinary supporters can be converted into active participants, local leaders, and durable organizers when they are trusted with real responsibility. The book argues that modern campaigns can reach mass scale by combining digital tools, volunteer leadership, clear planning, and repeated training cycles. It is aimed at activists, campaign staff, and movement builders who want concrete methods for mobilization instead of abstract inspiration. The result is a strategy manual that connects online outreach, face-to-face organizing, and discipline structure into one integrated model for collective action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, big organizing as a distributed model of movement building. The book's most distinctive idea is that large-scale campaigns do not have to be run as top-down operations dominated by staff. Bond and Exley argue for a distributed model in which volunteers are given meaningful agency, not just assigned low-value tasks. This approach matters because it treats supporters as potential co-builders of the movement rather than passive recipients of instructions. In the context of the Sanders campaign, the authors show how this model helped generate huge volumes of calls, texts, and public events by allowing people to initiate action in their own networks. The reasoning is practical: when people feel trusted and responsible, they are more likely to act repeatedly and recruit others. Big organizing, therefore, replaces scarcity thinking with a scale strategy based on participation, local initiative, and peer-to-peer momentum. It is not chaos, however. The model depends on a shared purpose and a system that channels volunteer energy towards specific campaign goals. Secondly, trusting volunteers and building peer-to-peer organizing culture. A major theme of the book is that effective organizing requires giving volunteer status and responsibility closer to that of staff. The authors emphasize that trust is not a sentimental value, but an operational necessity, because movements grow faster when people are empowered to lead rather than merely execute. This is why the book repeatedly stresses a peer-to-peer culture. Volunteers should see themselves as collaborators with campaign staff, not as an audience waiting for direction. The practical consequence is that organizers must accept some messiness and variation in how people work. That trade-off is central to the book's argument. A highly controlled campaign may feel tidy, but it often limits growth. By contrast, a culture that values volunteer initiative can create new leaders much more quickly. The book also suggests that organizers should identify people with credibility and social trust, because those individuals can mobilize others more effectively than formal authority alone. In this sense, trust becomes both a moral principle and a technique for expanding reach. Thirdly, using a central plan to guide decentralized action. Although the book celebrates decentralization, it does not argue for open-ended spontaneity. One of its strongest insights is that successful large organizing still needs a central plan with clear goals, timeframes, and standards. The Sanders campaign model described by the authors relied on predetermined actions, measurable targets, and constant communication to keep dispersed activity aligned. This balance between autonomy and coordination is one of the book's most useful strategic contributions. Volunteers are encouraged to self-start, but they are not left to invent the mission from scratch. Instead, the campaign provides structured pathways, defined roles, and staged responsibilities. That design allows people at different commitment levels to contribute without becoming overwhelmed. The authors also describe how repeated communication keeps supporters synchronized and informed. The deeper lesson is that scale requires both freedom and discipline. Freedom, so that people can take initiative. Discipline, so that initiative does not fragment into disconnected efforts. This makes the book valuable for readers interested in how movements can stay coherent while still expanding rapidly. Fourthly, from simple asks to leadership pipelines and barnstorm events, the book gives special attention to the mechanics of turning first-time supporters into durable organizers. A key method is the use of small, medium, and large asks that match a person's experience and commitment level. Rather than expecting new recruits to take on advanced responsibilities immediately, the campaign creates a progression from easy entry tasks to more complex leadership roles. This is reinforced by intake and training processes that move people through a pipeline of involvement. The authors also highlight the value of real space events, especially barnstorms, as a way to recruit, train, and multiply leadership. These gatherings are important because they create social energy that digital outreach alone cannot provide. In the book's model, an event is not just a rally. It is a conversion point where attendees can be organized into working teams. This approach is strategically important because movements need repeatable methods that can be scaled across locations. The emphasis on teachable, replicable routines makes the book more operational than inspirational, offering a method for growth that can be reused rather than improvised each time. Lastly, a multi-issue vision of revolution rooted in trusted professions. The book also insists that real political change cannot be reduced to a single issue or a narrow constituency. The authors argue that movements must connect overlapping struggles and build coalitions across different concerns, since people live within multiple systems of pressure at once. This multi-issue perspective broadens the meaning of revolution beyond one campaign or one policy target. It also shapes how the book thinks about credibility and public trust. One notable example discussed in secondary coverage is the emphasis on nurses as especially trusted messengers, illustrating the author's broader point that movements benefit from people whose authority comes from lived experience and public respect. The strategic reasoning is clear causes gain traction when they are carried by voices that feel authentic rather than professionally distant. This is one reason the book resonates beyond electoral politics. It suggests that organizing success depends not only on message design or technology, but also on selecting messengers and alliances that reflect trust, moral seriousness, and social breadth. That makes the book especially relevant to activists who want campaigns that are both expansive and grounded in real communities. In conclusion, Rules for Revolutionaries should be read by political organizers, grassroots activists, campaign strategists, nonprofit staff, and anyone trying to build collective action at scale. It is especially useful for readers who want a concrete operating model rather than broad encouragement or abstract social theory. The book offers practical value in its attention to volunteer pipelines, distributed leadership, event-based recruitment, and the balance between central planning and local initiative. It also helps readers think critically about the limits of staff-heavy advocacy models, which often struggle to mobilize large numbers of people with sustained energy. What sets this book apart from many other organizing books is its direct connection to a modern, technology-enabled presidential campaign that combined digital outreach with face-to-face movement building. Instead of treating online tools as replacements for organizing, the authors show how they can reinforce real-world relationships and leadership development. That blend of tactical detail and strategic vision makes the book stand out in the activism and campaign literature. Readers interested in how movements actually scale, rather than how they are idealized, will find it especially valuable. If you would like to support Zach Exley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.